Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
When we finally kiss goodnight.
Hey, bringing us into our third and final hour. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning. Let me just acknowledge that Kenny just sounds amazing. He's in studio, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He sounds fantastic.
Like he's not listening right now.
I know he's not.
He has a lot to do right now. People are
sliding around.
Yeah, be careful. There is ice out there.
There is. We got to play that a little bit later. I was going to do that in the last little bit. We haven't played it yet. There's ice on Angel Toro, but right now it's a different type of song.
I heard you guys found love.
We did, Lex.
On Tuesday. Oh, what?
Like,
I know.
They agreed to be boyfriend and girlfriend.
What?
Have you heard from them, Don? Has he emailed you?
I think they're just having sex right now. I don't think that they're doing anything with that. Maybe they took off a couple of days to just be with each other. It's like,
well, let's see how we're going to today.
Probably not. Our record, come on.
You know, right, once or twice a year.
I'm sorry, yeah. Kenny did hear that because he is laughing in the camera right now. He is. I see you.
We see you, Kenny.
Oh, they're probably just having sex right now.
Probably.
Come on, McClane.
Was that what was it last week? Were they doing it?
They were friends first. They really didn't have like real dates.
Oh,
anyway, they just
started
texting as friends, and then it turned, you know, to more. And then he kind of cooled off, but then he couldn't stop thinking about
this,
her. So.
This music. Oh my God.
You like this, Kenny?
Oh, wow.
I know.
All right, calm down
Kenny,
over there.
Wow. Kenny, would you like this? I can get this put under your traffic reports if you want me to.
I don't know if I'd be able to finish your report.
Well, you'd be able to finish. All right, need to get to the
focus.
Yes, yes, we're going to find love today.
Who do we have first on?
We have Holly, and she is on the air with us right now. Hi, Holly.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing, Holly? Thank you for doing this.
Oh, thanks.
Well, welcome to Second Chance Romance. Dawn told you how this works, so I'm going to shut my mouth and just ask you to tell us about your date. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, Eric and I met like online. We met on Bumble, and I mean, I don't know. He's just really like he's nice and like funny and kind, and like he is really handsome. So like, I was happy we matched, and like, you know, we chatted a little bit, but then we set up a date like pretty quickly, and we had like a really nice meal at Gianni's. And like, yum. I don't know, I think it was just like a really nice time. I mean, ate great food and had like a really great time. So I'm like, I just don't really know what's going on. But like, I guess like the only thing that I can kind of think of is like, it wasn't like weird or anything, but like I was the one who paid for the meal. I like was going to the bathroom and found the server and like paid for it. So I'm like, maybe, but I mean, I think, you know, I just caught him off guard and it was like fun.
That's a nice surprise.
I'm like replaying. I know. I'm like replaying everything in my head. I'm like, is that? So I don't know. I'd asked him over to my place, and like, you know, he was helping me with Christmas decorations. And like, I don't know. It was just like a really nice time.
I just want to say too, Holly, I love that you went to Gianni's. That's my favorite, one of my favorite places. Anyway,
so good.
It's so
legit,
good.
So good.
Best steak. And I know that Dawn asked you for this as well. And it sounds like you're a listener of the show, so you know what I'm going to ask. Are you weird? No. I mean, are you weird? I mean, are you weird in any way?
Did you do something weird?
Yeah.
I mean, this moment, I feel quite awkward. But,
yeah. But you know what I mean. Do you have a weird habit?
No, I don't even think, like, I wouldn't describe myself even as being, like, really quirky. I think I'm pretty, like, normal and fun. I mean, yeah. Honestly, like, nothing really stood out to me as being like, oh, this was really, like, probably very jarring for him. Like, I thought it was a really normal, easy, fun, no pressure kind of first date. So I'm not crazy over here.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty slick, though. You paid for the meal and then you invited him over. You did some, like, decorating. I mean,
inviting him over was more like, I mean, we've been talking about it dinner, like, but, you know, Christmas music and decorating. And I told him how much I love Christmas. And I was like, oh, I need to actually decorate some. Like, and anyways, he just came over. We, like, you know, drank a little bit, had some Christmas music on, put some Christmas decorations up. I just feel like it was really a normal, like, easy, fun time. So, I mean, am I weird? I guess. I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, you weren't like stumbling drunk and like putting Christmas bulbs.
I don't remember any like really embarrassing conversation for either of us. It seemed really, you know, really normal.
It sounds fun. How, like, did it end?
He got a text from his brother and needed to go help him with something. Like, I think his brother had a car issue. So, I mean, yeah, we hugged and he said goodbye. So that was a little like abrupt for sure. But I mean, I also, you know, respect him for, like, going to help his brother. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
okay.
Well, you know, we're here to help, and you know what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, Holly, and then we're going to go talk to Eric. He agreed. He knows that we're calling about a date. He doesn't necessarily know that we're asking about you. So we're going to try to get an answer for you, okay?
Great. I'm just sweating over here. It's fine.
No.
It's okay. No one can see you. That's what's great about radio. Hold on.
Hold on just a second, Holly. Let's talk to Eric. Hi, Eric. Welcome to the show. Are you there?
Hi, how you doing?
You know what, Eric? Finest frog here. You know that, thanks for doing this. We know it's weird. I'm sure you don't talk on a radio show every day. And you know that Dawn told you we're here to talk about a date. Do you remember going out with Holly?
Yes, I remember Holly.
Okay. Question number two, my friend. Is there a reason why there's no more dates with Holly? Did something happen? Yeah, we're getting all up in your business.
It's okay. I mean, she's a nice girl, but I kind of feel conned by her.
Conned?
What do you mean?
Is it because she paid for dinner?
Yeah, I mean, look, we had a great meal.
Oh.
She paid even, and it was unexpected, and that was cool.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, she invited me to her place, and I was excited because I thought, you know, we were going to kind of chill, maybe have some intimate time. But instead, I was technically like her elf.
What?
Oh, what?
Okay, I think, like, we know what you're talking about.
As in on the shelf? What? I mean,
you're putting tons of stuff, huh?
I mean, over dinner, we talked about her love for Christmas. And, you know, she asked me if I could help her carry a heavy box of stuff, but I had no idea we were going to do it that night, and we were going to be creating a winter wonderland all over the apartment. I mean, she put me to work, and, you know, she kind of really conned me.
Oh, into putting up her Christmas decorations.
Like, what kind of stuff?
So she made it seem like it was just a few things.
Well, yeah, I was pulling out her Christmas tree, putting up her lights, her ornaments, her Christmas village, the nativity scene, the mistletoe, so much.
Whoa. Eric, I'm doing that this weekend if you want to come over and help me and my husband, by the way.
Take you to Gianni's.
Yeah, I'll take you, yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead. Please, Dawn, I'm sorry.
No, so did you feel a little bit used? Is that what you're saying? You felt like it was more about her needing it? Help?
I was just so unexpected. Like, it was just full on Christmas mode. And, you know, at that point, we weren't really getting to know each other in a first date level. It was just, here, okay, do this. Go do this. Can you do this? Could you please do this and do that?
Oh, is awkward. And you were thinking about doing this and this and that and this to her body.
And the other, yeah.
Not a Christmas tree.
A different type of stocking stuffer. Yeah. That's right, yes.
Yeah, you wanted to put the top on the Christmas tree.
That's right.
This year you were going to flock the tree. And
I would make the Yuletide very gay. But, Eric, here's what we're going to... Eric, we're going to be honest with you here. You probably have figured this out. Dawn just didn't find you. Holly gave us your number. Yeah. So therefore, we know Holly. And Holly, I have to tell you, is on the other line right now and has heard everything.
Hi, Holly.
Oh. Hi. Well,
Eric didn't Eric. Even wait, girl.
Yeah, he's okay. Like, hi. Yes.
I am sorry you felt that way. I just thought it would be cute to, like, decorate together. I thought you were game. Like, you liked Christmas, too. So I definitely am sorry, but, like, I mean, I just thought it would be fun.
I mean, I was game, but I just had no idea that you had so much stuff and we were all going to, you know, attempt to do it that night. I mean, that was full on like boyfriend duties and we're just not there. I mean, this was the first date.
I don't agree, but like, I totally see. Did you really have to go help your brother then? Or were you, Did you just say that?
Yeah, I mean, since we're all putting it out there, I had a moment when I was putting up the nativity scene, and I just couldn't do it anymore. So
did you look at the baby Jesus and ask him if it was okay to lie? I mean,
yeah, just looking at the baby Jesus really had your come to Jesus moment, I guess. Well, I mean, I guess good luck with like your minimalist mindset with dating.
I didn't want this to go badly. I think you're a great girl. I love Christmas too. You know, I just don't think that we're a match. And, you know, I don't think I could do this every single year.
Oh.
But I'd like to be friends with you.
Lex.
Okay. Oh. You want to be friends?
Maybe.
Okay, Alexis, you asked.
Lex, you weren't here last week.
It is my turn. Why don't we just give them the gift card?
You still have to ask.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Lady Elaine.
All right, Eric, Holly, if we paid for a second date, would you be game?
Oh, God.
I mean, sure, why not? But that's up to him. He's the one who left me on red. So.
That's good. Okay, it's up to you, Eric. You want to go out again?
I would like to do it again, but maybe just kind of as friends and nothing decorating. In addition.
Yeah.
No decorating. I'll keep the New Year's decorations away.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, you know how to work your magic, right, Holly? Just work your magic.
Well, guys, I thought so. I guess not anymore.
It's going to be a Christmas miracle, I know.
It's going to be fantastic.
Now I know it's the baby Jesus in the nativity scene that really didn't end.
Well, we're one of those kings there, the wise men.
Yeah. Build your own little manger. We're going to give you, all jokes aside, we're going to give you a gift card to like Ground Round or something. So you guys have a good time. Yes. Thank you for putting up with us. Thank you for being willing to do this on the radio, which I know is not easy. So happy holidays to you and yours.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Have fun. Keep us posted. Let us know.
That's right.
All right. Oof.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la la la.
Her name is Holly. That's good.
They don't give these shows to monkeys, let me tell you. Well, that happened.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I don't know, Lex.
That's a big ask. Let's put all my decorations on.
No, doing this segment every week, now twice, I don't know.
That's kind of... Maybe you can renegotiate that when Holly Roberts comes on board.
Maybe we just tie each other up and Colleen Lindstrom our ass out of here. Let's just get out. Let's follow Colleen right out the door.
It's a joke, people.
Lex and I aren't going anywhere. We're kidding. But I'm turning Colleen into a verb. Colleen out of here.
Yeah, let's Lindstrom out.
Lindstrom out.
Yeah.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back, it is the Dirt Alert. We'll be right back.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment. And since we are Everything Entertainment, it is our duty to give you the biggest entertainment stories of the day in a convenient ketchup-sized packet known as the Dirt Alert with Don McLean. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
I'm actually going to start. Yeah. I told Don in the break there, Lex, Netflix made some news while we were doing Second Chance Romance.
Oh, really? What?
They have dropped the first trailer, the teaser for the Harry and Meghan documentary. Our first look at this. And it's already, it's already racking up like 100,000 views in just about 15 minutes.
Wow.
I will tell you, it's a lot of instrumental music. But I can't chop it up. You just need to kind of, just need to listen to the whole thing.
Deal with it.
And let me tell you one visual when they talk in the middle about behind closed doors. When you hear Prince Harry say that word, it cuts to a black and white photo of William and Kate and Queen Consort in one pew looking very stern and Meghan and Harry behind them, like looking sad. So just know that's the visual when you hear that phrase from Harry. Take a listen.
Why did you want to make this documentary?
No one sees what's happening behind closed doors. I had to do everything I could to protect my family.
When the stakes are this high, doesn't it make more sense to hear our story from us?
There is a shot. So after when Harry says no one knows what's happened behind closed doors, there's a shot of Meghan bawling, sitting in their home bawling. And then it cuts to that photo that I described a very stern Prince William, a very stern Kate. And then behind the neck in the next pew behind them, Harry and Meghan. And then it cuts to and I think this is on purpose. Then they slowly fade up to a single photo of Meghan looking a close up of her at an event. She's beautiful hat, but she looks miserable. And then it fades away from that photo. And then when he goes, I have to do everything to protect my family. They do a quick flash of Harry as a child, like growing up. They just flash, 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 flash. And you watch him grow up. And then it's another photo of them, of the two of them sitting on a couch, and Meghan is crying, and Harry just rears his head back like in exasperation. It's a pretty powerful trailer.
Oh my gosh. When I see this?
Yeah.
Just
thinking
that. It comes out. It only says coming soon.
Okay.
No official date, which is odd to me. So I watched that and I instantly drew kind of a weird parallel. I thought to myself, you know, after watching The Crown, it is very funny how, you know, Harry and Meghan are kind of like the nuisance that Diana was to the royal family.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I've never made that connection until just now.
And this is like him saving his mother.
Yeah.
I feel like he couldn't save his mother. And paying attention to Meghan's feelings and that she was miserable, just like Diana was, in a different way, of course, different levels of misery.
Yep.
Obviously, she did not experience the full horrible you know, all the Diana stuff. But just seeing that the woman he loves, that he could change that and rescue it, is probably a redemption for what he couldn't do for his mom.
Yep.
Well, and there's different things that they were going through, too, right? I mean, there's racism that Megan says that she's felt. So, yeah, I mean, it's just as deep. And you definitely feel that in the pictures. Like, as because I watched just the volume off.
Yeah.
And when she's in the car there and kind of wiping her eye, there's pictures of, you can imagine Princess Diana doing the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, not looking so happy, but just like longing for a change. And yeah, it's, oh man, I can't wait to see this. But then you also feel kind of like bad, but then also they are the ones that are doing it. So then I feel better again. It's not like how I feel about The Crown.
Yes. I don't know. So go watch it right now. Harry and Meghan on Netflix will get a release date when they're ready to tell us. I think that's weird they don't have a release date, but whatever. When we come back, we have a prize to give away, and then a trailer, another trailer that I got sent to. Three people sent me the same trailer, which is odd to me. Cocaine Bear.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Talk about this. Yes, I got a punch too.
Next.
What?
Cocaine Bear coming up in just a minute. Something I just never, ever thought in my broadcasting career I would say. Where's Kenny when we need him? It's the, there
left.
We go. The key left.
Uh-oh.
I know. But first, it's perfect gliding out of Kenny's, sliding out of Kenny's traffic report. It is our holiday tradition this time of year, because when the snow falls, there is ice.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
True.
It's the 10th year, I believe, Lex, or the 9th year of this holiday classic. It is Angel Toro, Alexis's husband, Angel Toro's holiday classic, There Is Ice. Please, please enjoy.
Hey, you, be careful as you're driving. The roads are slippery out there. Hey, you, Minnesota, roads are wild. Be careful, I don't sleep everywhere. Going to the road, there is ice. Going to the left, there is ice. Going to the right, there is ice. There is ice, there is ice. Going to the bridge, there is ice. Going on the bridge, there is ice. There is ice, there is ice. Everywhere, y'all, there is ice. Hey, you, I want you to be safe. Be careful, I don't do anything stupid. Hey, you, just go to the bank, the store, anywhere to be safe. Going to the road, there is ice. Going to the bank, there is ice. Going to church, there is ice. There is ice, there is ice. Getting a cup of coffee, there is ice. Going to the store, there is ice. Going to your fridge, there's a lot of ice. There's a lot of ice, there's a lot of ice. Hey, you, just wanna be you safe. I care about everyone out there.
Woo. There we go. Angel Toro, everyone, with our holiday classic, There Is Ice, the 9th year.
Be careful out there.
Be careful, there is ice. Lex, did you just put some lipstick on?
I did.
Look at that.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at those red lips.
She doesn't
look at
need
that.
Anything else.
Nothing
so
else,
lucky.
Lex, right there.
Yeah, I put a little powder on, too.
Did you?
You know, just makes you feel a little bit better.
What the hell are you doing? Are you shooting a video? Are you shooting a film or something?
I just realized. I was like, I just need to put lipstick. Okay. Just makes you feel better.
Okay.
It just does.
Do you feel better?
Oh, always. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, we feel better, too.
I mean, I do. Yeah, I don't know if you, like, I don't know if that makes you feel better, Dom, but it makes me feel better.
Looking at you? I don't care either way. You're beautiful either way. But the red lipstick, Lex, is like...
Bam!
Bam!
Yeah.
Bam.
My mom, my grandma, they all... My grandma died in her red lips, so...
Oh.
That's going to be me, everybody.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen right now, Lex.
Yeah. Okay, I plan on living a while.
She gets into a tussle with Cocaine Bear.
That's right.
Whoa! Bear, what is that? Yes, so many people sent that trailer. That is wild.
To you, too?
I cannot wait to see... Well, my husband specifically was... his was very... In capital letters. I can't wait to see this film. We are going. I'm like, okay.
Okay. today on
I don't
Hell.
Know if it's an animal story thing or what, but...
Well, so Cocaine Bear... Again, I just... Cocaine Bear is loosely based on a true story.
I remember this happening.
Do you? I do not.
It's been in the last, I think since I've been here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Girl, I don't even remember what we talked about yesterday, but... So, it's about...
I don't know.
A big stash of cocaine that...
something that happened in September of 1985.
Oh, my God. In fifth grade.
Yeah.
So, I was clearly wrong.
Well,
a smuggler, I guess, left a duffel bag of cocaine in Georgia.
Yeah, 40 packages held a kilo of cocaine. So, that's about 88 pounds. $20 million it would have been worth at that time.
Oh, my God.
A bear found it, opened the duffel bag, got him some cocaine, and
oh my gosh.
And there we go. He went berserk, and I think he terrorized the locals, and so they made a movie, and they camped it up. You need to know that Elizabeth Banks is in it. Ray Liotta is in it. It's his final role. Poor Ray Liotta. His final movie is Cocaine Bear.
Aldrin, Harry Russell's in it.
Yeah. Alden, who played Han Solo in Solo, he's in it.
Mm-hmm. Tyler Ferguson is in it.
Yeah. So here we go. Here's a little bit. This is the only part we can play because there's a lot of cussing in Cocaine Bear.
Uh-huh.
Take a listen. Oh, hold on a minute. Let me start that again. Jason, this isn't your first time at the rodeo. Here we go.
A lot of cocaine was lost.
No, don't eat that. Don't eat that.
Let's see what kind of effect that has on me.
The bear, it did cocaine. A bear did cocaine.
You're safe. Bears can't climb trees.
Of course they can.
That was Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
That's definitely.
Of course I can.
He looks unrecognizable in this role.
Unrecognizable.
He's got like a mullet and yeah. Wow.
And look, you see the trailer. This isn't anything. Wait, Jesse Tyler Ferguson is eaten like moments after that. Just
that bear climbed fast.
Fast, girl. Fast.
Oh my gosh. Cocaine Bear is already on Twitter. Cocaine Bear and verified, and I didn't realize this.
Oh God, he's already verified by Elon Musk.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. He paid $8. Can you still do that?
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, the body of the bear, the actual bear, you can go see it in Kentucky at Kentucky Fun Mall in Lexington.
Okay, Lex, you're making that up.
I am not
no,
even kidding.
Lex, you're kidding me now, Lex.
It's taxidermied.
Kentucky Fun Mall is really the name of this place.
Kentucky Fun Mall.
Did they put googly eyes on it?
Fun Mall? Yeah, I hope so.
Kentucky Fun Mall.
Well, next time I do go to Lexington from time to time to go visit Waverly Hills Sanitarium. Tuberculosis Hospital. That's a huge place I've been to several times. So I'm going to go see
Cocaine
Bear.
Absolutely.
Oh my God! I'm looking at it.
Y'all a day shopping is what they're doing right now. Y'all a day.
Home of Cocaine Bear.
Yeah. See,
everyone's going to be going there to take pictures with Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, they better
be
ready.
Trendy. I might try to get a flight today. I mean, look at the flights.
It's a 175-pound bear that ate a bunch of cocaine.
Oh God! Cocaine bear.
What does his nostrils look like?
At the Kentucky Fun Mall, Cocaine Bear is right next to one of the original buckets of chicken from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, guys, yeah, because that's the home of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
This gets better and better. Okay, let's take a break.
We got a deep dive into the Fun Mall.
Yes, I have something to play when we return. Stay with us.
Yes.
So, we're diving deeper into Cocaine Bear. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything. Don't do drugs, kids, like Cocaine Bear.
I love how they say a cocaine or a bear did cocaine. Like it was a choice that he made.
Seriously.
Like,
yeah.
He ate cocaine.
Like he walked
in. Did he do it? He said, I will do or not do this cocaine.
Yeah. He didn't walk. He didn't come into Studio 54 with Bianca Jagger on the back of a horse, for heaven's sake.
Oh my God. You know what I mean? Yeah. The bear did cocaine.
Yeah. He found cocaine in the woods. Okay.
The brick looks good. He just ate it.
Yeah. So I dug a little deeper, my friends, ladies. I dug a little deeper into a cocaine bear and where Cocaine Bear is now. He is in a place called the Kentucky Fun Mall, mm-hmm. which absolutely is a place we need to visit.
100%.
It is a goofy, I guess really well-known Kentucky Museum of the Weird. But, so I found the commercial, and you know we love commercials here on the show. I'm going to play the commercial, but the story of how Cocaine Bear ended up at this wackadoodle museum is even better. But here it is. Here's the actual real commercial. This has aired on television for the Kentucky Mall. Listen.
Do you love Kentucky?
Yeah, you do.
Are you a proud Kentuckian?
Yeah, you are.
Well, come on down to the Kentucky Fun Mall, y'all. Kentucky's largest selection of Kentucky gear.
Glassware.
Fried chicken candles.
Plenty of parking.
Southern socks.
Custom. Kids gear.
Bruh. Kentucky gear.
Y'all gear. We got 12,000 square feet of fun Whoa. For everyone.
Oh my gosh. Did you hear Cocaine Bear in there? Yes. They said Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, it's a little subliminal message placed. Here it is right here.
Kentucky gear.
Cocaine Bear.
Chicken candles.
Oh my gosh.
Fried chicken candles. Well, so I quickly watched a clip of some travel blogger.
Yeah.
Love those. That went to the Kentucky Fun Mall. Mm. And he gave the whole story of the post life of Cocaine Bear. You're not ready for this, Jelly. Cocaine Bear ended up at the Kentucky Fun Mall via, are you ready, Waylon Jennings.
What? Oh my God, why is he involved?
Waylon Jennings bought Cocaine Bear and then sold it to a guy that ran these types of museums in Las Vegas. And then that guy...
Wait, he's the country singer, right?
Yeah. Like that Waylon
that
Jennings.
That guy?
Yeah.
That Waylon Jennings. Waylon Jennings got possession of Cocaine Bear, who had been taxidermied.
Right.
So then Waylon Jennings knew a friend that showed interest in buying Cocaine Bear from him.
That's my kind of friend.
So Waylon sold Cocaine Bear to this guy. Then that guy lost it because he got in trouble with a drug deal or something. So all of his crap got sold at auction. So at auction, somebody else who ran a weird museum in Vegas got a hold of Cocaine Bear. And then he got in trouble. And then his crap got sold to these knuckleheads that run the Kentucky Fun Mall.
I mean, if you ever want to go to the Kentucky Derby, that's where it is in Louisville. So just go around that time and see Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a little side trip.
Or go to the Waverly Hills Sanitarium as well.
Do you think Waylon felt some, like, camaraderie with the bear? Because didn't he do a lot of cocaine? Was he just like, I get it, bear. I'm going to make sure,
Did Waylon Jennings do cocaine? By the way, great bluegrass band called the Waylon Jennies. It's some sisters, and they're so good. But anyway.
Hold on a minute.
Like he had a real bad drug problem.
Did Waylon
Jennings
have a drug problem? I'm quite literally Googling. Early 80s, Jennings struggled with cocaine addiction.
See?
Which he
probably spot Kumbaya with that bear.
Which he overcame in 1984 after purchasing the taxidermied body of Cocaine Bear. Right.
And then he was in the Highwaymen with Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson and Johnny Cash.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He flushed a whole bunch of cocaine down the toilet after a raid, a DA raid.
Ooh, see?
He was one of those, country druggies.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, some of them are real pure, you know, when they just don't, they fear, they're God-loving, God-fearing, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then some of them are wild as hell.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's a whole article.
We gotta wait till February for this film.
We do?
Yes. It doesn't come out till the 23rd, I want to say, of February.
Oh.
Well, maybe we'll get Cocaine Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey before that, just to tie.
Oh, right. That's
over.
Coming out, too.
Okay.
Wait,
well,
release date. Yeah. We're going to go see this in the theater. 24th of February is when it's out.
There's a whole thing, a whole article on how exactly Waylon Jennings got a hold of the Cocaine Bear.
Now, definitely at a time today when you're supposed to be working, please read that.
Yeah, and let us know.
Well, Waylon, I'm quickly scanning this here.
What's the deal?
Waylon was known to be a collector of rare items.
Oh.
He had an unusually large collection of trophies, gold and platinum records, music memorabilia.
Cool.
And he had some other, quote, remarkable items.
I bet he loved Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Like, he owned a genuine pair of Willie Nelson braids.
What? That's for
that
sale?
Happened when he was in the Highwaymen after Willie passed out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
He had a pair of Muhammad Ali's training gloves.
Cool.
So he went to a Nashville pawn shop and bought Cocaine Bear.
Oh, my God. Okay. Who did it go to next? It didn't go directly to the museum from there. Him,
no,
right?
Remember,
no,
two, just right, the story. Two people.
No, I know.
Two
I'm people. Trying to remember. It was a, there was a, another
he
person.
Sold it. Yep, he sold then, it to a guy named Ron Thompson.
And Ron screwed up.
Yeah, he screwed up. He had a big old mansion, Lex. He was rich in Vegas. He screwed up. His crap got sold at auction.
Yeah.
Then another person got it. And then...
Then it made its way.
The goobers from the Kentucky Fun Mall... wanted it to put next to the Colonel Sanders ashes or whatever the hell else they have.
So should Waylon Jennings really get credit for it being there? Probably not.
Probably not.
That's all I'm saying.
There we go. I love that one of Dawn's final shows with us is a quarter of it was about a bear that did cocaine. That
hey,
makes
I wouldn't
me happy.
Want it any other way, guys.
Yes!
That is going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, I have to... What the hell movie am I reviewing, Lex? What is
Simon
that?
Simon Says, S-E-Z, with Dennis Rodman.
Great. I'll watch it tonight at 9. That's going to do it. It's going to do it for us. Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's how we do it, right? Nice and late. Oh, gosh. Have a great day, everyone. We love you so much, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye for now. Donna and Steve up next.